The village of Saint-Germain is located on the southwestern outskirts of Troyes. It was previously known as Lançon, then Saint-Germain-Lançon. It comprises the main village plus three hamlets, Lepine, Lançon, and Chevielle. Originally, it was little more than a manor belonging to the Abbey of Notre-Dame-aux-Nonains in Troyes. Hugues of Champagne and his grandson Henri II donated various properties to the abbey. Back then, each hamlet had its own church. Saint-Barthélemy Church in Lepine, Saint-Germain Church in the modern-day village, and a church in Lançon that has long since been destroyed. The founding of Saint-Germain is steeped in legend. Saint-Germain of Auxerre is said to have set off for Troyes to visit a friend, encountering two beggars on the way. The first pretended to be dead, and the second asked Saint-Germain for some money so he could bury him. Saint-Germain handed over the money without a second thought. But once he had left, faking death turned out to have actually died. His distraught accomplice ran after Saint-Germain, admitted it had all been a fraud, and begged him to bring his friend back to life. Saint-Germain went back and revived the beggar. The most striking building in the commune is the 16th and 17th century church dedicated to Saint-Germain of Auxerre. It has certain unique features. The previous tower collapsed in 1936, destroying the vaulted roof above the nave. It was restored to a smaller size. The building, which comprises the choir and apse spans, is accessed via a main entrance porch leading onto an internal courtyard. It is an excellent example of a restoration project that respected the original architectural style. The church houses a number of important examples of 16th century Champagne school sculptures, as well as several stained glass windows from the same period, including one depicting the Tree of Jesse and another showing the Passion. The commune also has plenty of outdoor spaces, including the Saint-Germain Lake and the Pâture de Cervet marshes, which are home to protected plant and animal species. It is a great place to live, with extensive services, a vibrant social, cultural, and sporting scene, and a range of leisure and relaxation facilities.